It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day and working hard to keep their prices low so you can keep your food budget in check, which is a little bit challenging these days. Sign up to be a VIP customer. We'll tell you how you can save even more money that way. Today is a quick 30-minute meal that I think you'll love. I made it last night for my boys with a couple of changes there. It's a 30-minute sausage and shrimp gumbo. And at F&L, they've got beautiful smoked sausages there. They have gorgeous Argentine shrimp and some beautiful chicken thighs, which is typically what I would use in a gumbo.
Gotcha.
This one, you're going to start in a Dutch oven. You're going to heat it over medium heat. I cook up the onions, bell pepper, and the celery together. And then I'll throw in the garlic at the last minute. Stir in your flour and make a roux out of it. And it'll take you 2 or 3 minutes to do that. And then you're going to be adding in all the rest of the magic. Your can of 14-ounce diced tomatoes, undrained. 2.5 cups of chicken broth. You're going to put in a bay leaf, a couple of teaspoons of Cajun or Creole seasoning, some chili powder, some pepper, some hot sauce. I even throw in some cayenne if I'm really feeling spicy. And then I let the chicken thighs actually just cook and poach in that mixture and cook down. You're also going to sear up that sausage, put that in there, and then add the shrimp at the very end. I tell you, I usually add the shrimp separately because my boys fight and they go through and pick out all the shrimp out of the gumbo. Okay. So you got to be careful with that.
Gotcha.
Once it's ready to serve up, you're going to take some cooked rice, put that in your bowl, pour the gumbo over top, and top it with some green onions. This is a quick gumbo. Usually mine takes a little bit longer. You want to see the recipe? All you got to do is go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes we share here on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above. Tried this recipe last night. It was a good one.
Coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.